Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because we've got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar with us right now. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer, and he's the author of a number of books on home-based and teleworking, including home office know-how, including teleworking and telecommuting, including safe at home. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to find out what Jeffrey's got going on. And he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. And I especially like that you book me on Thursdays, because Thursdays are just that fun, get-loose kind of day, and we're looking ahead to the weekend. And
are you in a Seinfeld kind of mind again?
I'm in that Seinfeld frame of mind. You know it, baby. It's always, I think of that, that's a phrase I coined that just, Thursday's got a certain vibe about them. It's certainly Monday or Tuesday, and more importantly, as far as coming out of the weekend, and people are looking at, you know, a week of work ahead. But more importantly,
you got hump day behind us, and Saturday, Sunday, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday is in your windshield, and
it's in your crosshairs. And more importantly, it's in the windshield, it's in the vantage point of the clients and customers and prospects you may want to call on. So not only are we thinking of tomorrow and sort of, you know, what are our plans for the weekend, so are they. And they're just in a better frame of mind. So it's a great time to go out and try and sell folk, or just entice. It's not a matter of, you know, selling and closing the deal, but just introduce new ideas, introduce
them. Moving projects along, building better relationships, and hopefully we'll sell something. We need to sell something every day, because, you know, we got that payroll thing on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Even as a soloist, you know, payroll is not just Jeff. You know, I still pay payroll taxes, but it's not just me. I got to look at the little ones around me and the family and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So a lot of things to keep in mind and keep active on. And,
so what do you think on a Thursday? What are your thoughts today on your next projects?
You know, we have a number of projects that we're working on, and it's a concept we've spoken of before. Tom Peters and Fast Company had come up with the concept of the WOW project, to make yourself stand out within the organization or as an individual. It's just something, whether you're corporate employed, whether you're a small business owner, whether you're employed in a small business, something that puts your stamp on a big project. And a couple things that come out of that. One is it brands you as a go-getter, as somebody who's behind this initiative, but also you can wrap your mind and your energy around it. It can really become, you know, if you've ever written a book, and I know you've written several, but if listeners have ever, you know, written a book, worked on a big project, put out a new website, worked on a brochure, wanted to even write an article, let's start small, you know, launch a new project, or write a little PR article about their business, or write their bio, or any number of initiatives that are more than just, I'm going to do this, it's going to be done in a day. You know,
something that takes extra energy, something that's a big idea for you. Your customers will think it's a big idea coming from you.
Right.
It requires a lot of energy. It might even be outrageous.
Absolutely. And the more that someone looks at it and says, wow, the better it is. I mean, we did this last year with Home Office Highway, the tour we took last summer. You know, it starts from a germ of an idea where we had been traveling every summer and, frankly, almost every winter on long road trips. You know, I would have my laptop and I'd have my air card, and so I could work from the road, and so I'd blend, you know, vocation and vacation from the open road. And eventually I said, hey, let's get an RV. Let's rent or, you know, partner with an RV company. Let's get some of the office supply stores and technology companies to partner with us and turn it into a branding project so I get a vacation, but I'm also showcasing how this work works and how this technology works. Doing it again right now. And so that's the word.
And that gave you something different to talk to your sponsors about, to talk to your customers about, that was a little out of the norm. And so that's what we're talking about, folks. And when Jeff's talking about a WOW project, it's your big idea project. You know, and you know, Jeff, it might be as simple as literally asking a business for their business,
right?
That where they would never have thought that you, being who you are, the size that you are, et cetera, that you would even begin to think about doing that. You know, I've had a lot of people. I've done business with companies, Jeff, and that I wasn't supposed to have gotten that business.
Right.
And somebody said, "How did you do that?" I said, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
Right.
And
right.
And then or I might have said, I asked them. Now that's what'll blow you away. Sometimes you can you know, get up on your hind legs and tell the world about your WOW project, and then go out and ask somebody for the business, and guess what? They might actually give it to you.
They might actually give it to you because
they might say yes. Be prepared.
you know, exactly. You got to be prepared for yes. Are you ready? You know, the issue is when you think of yourself and you think of what you deliver from your customer or prospects or prospect unknown. Not thinking that company X is my prospect, you know, company unknown is my prospect. Who would be that prospect? And that's part of that gets back to the basics of putting any product together, whether it's a product for sale, whether it's a product for marketing like your website. Who is your reader? Who is your customer? Who is the buyer? Think of how they are going to get involved with such a product or project. How can they benefit from it? Because obviously it's not the features, it's the benefit. What will they get out of this, and how is that important to them that this happens? And so it's important that you think of it that way. But the key is that especially in any time, but in down times when we might have a little bit more time on our hands, sales may be a little soft, which doesn't mean we should take our energies and focus away from selling, but you might have a little bit more time on your hand to focus on some of this stuff. I mean, look, my WOW project of the moment, Home Office Highway 09, is, you know, we're in April already, if you can believe that. But, you know, we're leaving in July. So, I mean, this is the time to really start booking and cooking and lining up the sponsors, lining up the vehicle, lining up the vendors who are going to come along and help me out with some of this and getting it all together. I mean, you have to also, when you're putting a project like this together, you got to worry about the timetable, how it's all going to unfold. If you're writing a book, when does it come out? Lay all that groundwork, and you'll be ready to roll.
Exactly. Well said, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want Jeff to talk to us about how could we get customers to help us create a WOW project. I've got a couple of ideas, and I bet he does too. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Check out my blog while you're there. Got a brand new post. The post we just put up was something I wrote about niches. And niches of niches, the wonderful world of niches. I hope you'll check that blog post out and see what you think. Also, you can find my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That was one of my big ideas that worked out pretty well. And my newsletter, which we're in our 11th year of the newsletter, and haven't missed an edition on Sunday afternoon. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll check that out. You got thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, all there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to including Jeffrey Zabar, who's with us right now, all the wisdom he's deposited with us over the years. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. Jeffrey, we're talking about the WOW project. You brought the idea to us. I like that because I've done this and you've done this. It does work. Now, it's not a bread and butter kind of thing. I mean, it can become what defines you, But in the beginning, you can't think of it as a bread and butter because the WOW project might not, in the at least in the early stages till you road test a little bit, it might not work.
It might not work. It might not be a profit center. It may not be designed as one. It may be a website that you may never try and do any retail or sales from. It may be a brochure. It may be a new presentation that you want to give. It may be the WOW project could be, although this is a little grand for one, it may be reestablishing your niche and reestablishing mm-hmm. yourself in a different area. You know, crazy times and tough times call for creative thinking, and it might be that, you know what, I've always been, you know, you and I went through this. You used to be a salesman. Now look at what you are. Look at what you become. You know, I used to be just a
humble writer. My mother says it's come to this.
You could have been a lawyer, but now look what you are.
But you know, Jeffrey, one of the things. Let's talk about customers for a second.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how customers could help us create our own WOW project. If you don't have any problem coming up with your own WOW project, your own big idea project, then fine. If you got your own deal, go for it. But if you're having a little trouble being creative in that area, you can't quite get off the dime with this, Jeffrey, what do you think about going to your customers and asking them some outrageous questions or saying things like, you know, what would if Santa Claus landed in front of you right now and said, okay, what do you want for Christmas? And, you know, what would you say? And obviously you'd couch it around something that they do, what they do for in their business. And he might say, well, you know what? If I could just get this delivered every day at 10 o'clock or every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, that would be like Santa Claus for me.
Right.
You know, or whatever they might say. I think your customers might have your WOW project. What do you think?
Well, yes, and two things. First off, yes, they probably can help you with the conceptualization of your WOW project. What is it you're looking to accomplish? It should be customer focused to begin with, because even if it's not the customer today, it's sort of like the old Microsoft commercial, where do you want to go today? You know, where do you want to go today? Where do you want to go tomorrow? Hopefully the customers will be, again, in those crosshairs that you're thinking of when you're looking for that audience. So it's really important whether you get on the phone and call them, whether you put a questionnaire on your website, whether you put a questionnaire in any sort of outreach that you do on a regular basis. It can be in the signature at the bottom of your email to say, we're working on a big project. What are the three things we can do for you? What is the one thing you'd like to see from our company to help you do your job better? It's important that you keep it customer focused, because if you don't, then what's the point? Unless you're looking at a new customer base, it's totally afield from what you've been doing. Then you watch what your competitors have done and what, you know, how you may be able to parlay something off that or run with some of the concepts out there.
Well, I just know that over the years, some of the things that I've done that were either WOW projects or mini WOWs, maybe, I paid attention to what my customers said, and somehow what they said that they needed or whatever in the conversation, it over time, maybe over a week or a year, it germinated into me thinking, hey, what if I do that? What if I did that? And Jeffrey, maybe the WOW part of it is nobody thought I would be the one to do it. Nobody thought I was big enough to do it.
Right. And it's important that the one line, the one word out of what you just said really is key. It's that, hey, think broadly. Take off the blinders. Take off what has kept us thinking the way we've always thought. If you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you always got. So if you take off the blinders and think more broadly about some of the opportunities, the possibilities. What if you did X? Maybe you'll get Y. What if you put out a new website? What if you wrote that book? What if you tried to position yourself differently? What if you targeted a different market? What if you repositioned who you are and the way you think, staying true to your core, but trying something new? There's a lot of writing on it. I mean, you know, if you just go out and Google WOW Project, you'll see the original article from Tom Peters and what he had on this. And it was really, his was more corporate focused, because Fast Company at that time was that way. Open up. Yep. Take off those blinders. Think
large. Hey, Jeffrey. I got to have your website quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. You can find his books there and all the things that he does. I encourage you to check it out. Jeff, we're looking forward to that road show this summer.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give you all the details. Homeofficehighway.com.
Jeff. Oh, yeah, that's right. Home Office Highway. Thanks, Jeff. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.